This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Jake Ducey. And Jake, as a 19-year-old, took a six-month trip around the world to learn about himself as well as the rest of this planet. And he's written a book about it, which is quite an inspiration. So as a 19-year-old, spending 6 months exploring the world without reservations, without guidebooks and maps, what did you come home with as far as an understanding of the difference between what we would consider the rich world and the poor world and between East and West?
I'd say what I came away most would be touching back on what you said is that wealth isn't necessarily having stuff. I think wealth is a lot of things. It's having connection with people. I think it's having peace of mind. It's not being in that scarcity element where you're okay to give something to someone else. And that's really what I found more and more in the Eastern culture opposed to West, is that they slowed down enough to find the time to experience those things. When I came back to America and I saw the advertising everywhere and it's pounded into us, especially young people, you're not enough, run faster, you need to get here, get in the car. In the East, it's so much slower. They take the time to take in their surroundings and they operate from that different place of wealth, of really living.
You've capped your experience in Chiang Mai in Thailand, and you went into some kind of a Buddhist temple or something, and had 14 days of silent meditation. Tell us briefly what that was like. You were all alone with yourself, really, for 14 days in Thailand.
What that was like was that it gave me this space to really recognize that one of the things that we miss so much, that I was missing so much when I was so stressed out about this and that, is that I never really just would stop and just like take a breath. And that was an incredible thing, because when I was in the 14-day silent meditation and my mind wanted to say, this is too hard, you're going to fail, you're going to go crazy, whatever the mind was saying, when I could just really stop and take a breath, I realized that I'm not going to die, I'm not going to go crazy, that the thoughts that we think are so real and so scary, they're really just going to be gone in a second.
Boy, I have a sense that for you in particular, this would be a challenge not to talk for 14 days. Because you're just so full of energy and you want to share stuff. And there you are, learning about yourself in silence. I guess you could talk to your mentor monk, is that right?
Yes, you could talk for, there was like a 10-minute time period at about like 6 o'clock every day,
right?
6 o'clock p.m.
Wow. Does a Buddhist experience like that work even on a non-Buddhist, or do you have to be a Buddhist to have that?
Oh, I have no religion. I just went because it was an opportunity for me to be able to sit in silence.
So you don't, there's not a precondition that you embrace Buddhism. It's just an opportunity for you to explore beyond your busy, busy material world.
That's all it is. There's no, they don't say, here's what you need to do, and here's what you need to do, and here's what you need to take a vow as. No, right. There's none of that.
And 4 years later, you don't regret spending 2 weeks in a humble monastery in Thailand?
No, I do not. That was actually where I got the clarity and the vision in order to write my book, and really what propelled me to come back to America and take all these things that I learned and these experiences that I had and use them as momentum in hopes to make a difference in the world.
Hey, what did Australia teach you? Because that's a kind of a beach surf kind of wonderland. What did you get out of your Australia time?
What I got out of Australia was that sometimes when you just let go of your plans, the best things and the greatest memories that you have actually begin to happen.
Okay, tell me a hitchhiking story in Australia.
I met a guy who was extremely successful and had dropped out of college himself. And he really told me, I was kind of coming from this place of, I don't know if I should be doing this. I don't know if I should be doing that. I'm 19 and I left school and I'm concerned about my future. And this guy told me, just relax and recognize that whatever it is that you want to do with your time, with your life, if you just keep moving forward in that direction and you have a vision for who you want to become, that you can become that. And it was this reassurance.
Jake, I love the way you finished your book with sort of a call to action, reminding your generation that really it's in your court and the future is in our hands and we've got a beautiful world to take care of. And that's a powerful message. And I think, you know, your generation in particular needs to grapple with this, because my generation is going to leave you a few challenges.
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. It's great to be on your show, and I'm getting ready for a big 2015 year, going on a 52-city college tour to go talk to young people. And what I really believe is if young people have the opportunity to step outside of those boxes and take the time to be able to travel, to see they really do have a place in this world and an opportunity to step up and create this change that's needed.
Good for you, Jake Ducey, and thanks for being on our show, and happy future travels.
Thank you, Rick.